Are the best things in life free? It's Home Economics with Amanda Morrill on 95BFM. Thanks
Amanda.
To Simplicity, New Zealand's fastest growing KiwiSaver plan.
Woohoo, Simplicity, and also sponsors of the B-Card, the Simplicity B-Card. Amanda, hi, welcome to the studio. Thanks for coming in this morning.
Thank you.
Beautiful morning out there.
Awesome outside.
Lovely day. What a lovely day to spend money. Why don't we all go out and spend some money? Yeah, woo! Or not.
No, on a good day like this, like, get out and enjoy nature. As you mentioned in your promotion there, the best things in life are actually free. So, you gotta, you know, it's fun to have, you know, a little spending power now and again, but really, seriously, on a great day like this, get down to the beach. You're a millionaire if you get to walk on a beach in New Zealand with
That's
nobody
true.
In the morning.
That's true. It's now, Amanda's here to help us talk money at the moment. If you've got any queries, 309-3879. We'd love to hear from you. If you've got, send in a text, 5395. We've already got one in here saying, for the money guru. That's you, Amanda. Any hidden downsides or upsides into using your KiwiSaver to buy your first home? I mean, that's obviously what it's for.
Yeah, no, it's
either for that, apart from using up all your retirement fund, obviously.
No, I wouldn't say there's any hidden downsides. I mean, you need to make some careful considerations about the house that you're choosing to buy and all the considerations around, you know, how much you're going to borrow and the time that it takes to repay that debt. The only thing, I guess, for people to appreciate is that when they draw down on all their KiwiSaver funds, they need to rebuild that little pool of money. And I know that gets really tricky when you're trying to pay off the mortgage, pay for the bills and all the other expenses in life. So that's conceivably a downside, but there's no reason why you can't keep contributing and stockpiling or rebuilding up your KiwiSaver at the same time you've got your home.
Yeah, because your home being your what you can sort of bank on, that's your nest egg, essentially, is the house itself. Isn't
that's
it?
Right. Yeah. That'll be, for most people, their single biggest asset in life, although I do always say don't approach your house like a big piggy bank that you think you're going to make millions off of. As you said before, there's lots of risks in buying a house. The market could go down, can go up. But if you buy that house because predominantly you want a place to live long term and you love it, then you're just like the stock market. If you appreciate the volatility in there, you're less likely to freak out and panic because, you know, this is my home. It gives me security. And there's other considerations around it being a primary investment. It's primarily your place to live and to feel safe and secure.
Now, you want to talk about today about girls and women and their money choices?
That's right. There's some very big reasons for women to take more interest in their money, predominantly because we're expected to live longer. There's a good chance in old
age
you will end up either divorced or widowed. We know that we still get paid less than men for the same job done. And if you look at KiwiSaver, for example, we have less money saved in KiwiSaver. We don't contribute as much as men, and we don't even have extra savings outside of KiwiSaver. So we're disadvantaged financially in a lot of respects, but that's nothing. Not to say that awareness wouldn't go a long way to redressing some of those. It's getting more concerned, more interested, more active, opening your bloody statement to see how much money you've got in your KiwiSaver.
You know what I mean? But people don't even open their statements.
That's a bit sad and depressing, really. But hey, you know, with Simplicity.
Tess, you admitted that you're a person. You're one of these women who does not open her.
I've got one.
Yeah.
It's there.
But you just don't open it. Why not?
Because I'll get a nice little surprise when I do.
Hey, guess what? You know, with Simplicity, it's online. So there's you don't even go to the effort of opening the envelope. You just log in online.
I'm going to do it. I'm not going to do it right now. But I'm
going
to do it.
Why not? Give yourself that surprise now.
Is there a fear underlying the reasons for not looking?
No, there's not a fear. I just don't actually know what my password is.
It's the password problem. There you go.
But universal password. I'll do the forgot my password business. I'll do all that.
Yeah, definitely check it out because, you know, this is the other thing.
Most, I'm a busy woman, you know.
I know, but I mean, come on. But there's all sorts of, I mean, you're saying, Amanda, that there's all sorts of reasons that you should check your KiwiSaver as well to make sure you're getting what you want from it and getting.
Absolutely. And as we were talking about before, like all of a sudden you hit a life stage where you're like, oh my God, I got to get my act together here.
Someone was talking to you about that. Yeah.
Having a child, paying off your mortgage, you know, planning for a big event, that, you know, then quite often it's too late to really, you know, you've missed out on potentially 10, 15, 20 years of having, you know, done very minor things to get yourself in a far better position. So for any woman listening out there, it's don't be scared, because the thing that I come across with is predominantly lack of confidence when it comes to money. Yeah. And that holds them back. It's not their intelligence. It's not their ability to save. It's not the discipline. It's just a general feeling of, I don't know what to do. I don't know where to start, and feeling insecure around that.
If you've got any questions for Amanda, 309-3879-5395, you can text in. You can do that now. That'd be great. There's we talked last week a wee bit about people that are now at just at that stage of, whoa, the realization of, well, hang on, I've made terrible choices right up till now. What's you know, for someone who's really in the hole or really has got nowhere to go and can't figure out how to put, how to even, you know, because a lot of people are not earning a lot of money at the moment in New Zealand.
That's right.
You know, yeah. And some people are earning tons of money. Yep. But those few people, there's a lot of people not earning a lot of money. What's the best thing you can do straight away to try and get on a more positive, progressive path when it comes to finances?
Yeah, you know, I think it's like anything, like for example, dieting, right?
So adult though, the whole conversation, isn't it?
It is adult, but you know what? People, there's a turning point, and that's what really excites me. Yeah. When they get out of that place of like panic and fear, and they feel like they're completely demoralized, to into position of empowerment, and it doesn't take that long to get to that place of empowerment when you start making progressive steps. Like just like when you're losing weight, and you're encouraged by the fact that the numbers are going down on the scale, and then it manifests, it's self-manifesting, it builds on itself. So it's just taking some simple steps. Don't think that you've got to change everything overnight and need to become an instant millionaire. It's just taking, you know, take a look at your balance in KiwiSaver, look at your overall spending. You know, consider within that framework, am I doing the job that I love, or am I wasting my time? Because all those things wrap into the bigger picture of a personal finance situation that is healthy and whole.
And then, and as far as personal finance goes, I mean, what's a good aim to, you know, like where do you put your money? Do you put your money in the bank? Do you put your KiwiSaver? Obviously, that's that side of it. But if you're going to invest your money in or else, do you gamble it? What do you do?
It really comes down to what your goals are, for example. You know, so what are you trying to achieve with that money? It's just not money for in and of itself. It's like if you understand your time frame for wanting to get access to that money, maybe your age, you know, you don't want to take a lot of risks with your money because you're older, then maybe a term deposit is more appropriate. If you're younger and you got a big windfall or an inheritance and you're thinking, you know, if I'm smart now, I'm 25 and I do something clever with this $200,000, maybe when I'm 50, I can hit early retirement. So it really depends on some long-term planning around that, not just, oh, I'm going to go for the highest rate of return, because you need to understand the risks with every different investment choice that you can take. And there are, you know, quite a few people who like to invest in art, for example, or wine or cars.
Wine,
those are more speculative, of course. That's not everybody's investment choice.
That's one of those industries that glad hands itself. And so, I mean, wine people tell other people that the wine is worth heaps of money.
Yeah.
And they go,
I really wouldn't recommend that.
Yeah.
A few queries in here.
Okay, I've got myself into a position where I've got debt everywhere. I'm a contractor, I've grown a business, my cash flow has been great the last few years. However, this year has been tight. I've credit card debt, car loan debt, and lots of subscriptions for the business that add up each month. Where should I start?
Yeah, so he's got a good start there because he realizes what the situation is. So for
admitting the problem, that's the first thing.
And looking at all the different pieces, because there's a lot of pieces there. For a lot of people, it makes sense to consolidate your debt. And if you look around, there's a lot of banks trying to woo you to bring your money over there at like a zero interest rate for a set period of time. So that is potentially one option, to consolidate your debt for the lowest amount of interest to repay it and have a good plan to repay it before the higher interest rate potentially kicks in for, you know, the price of moving your money over there for very low money. And, beyond that, it's having a plan. So, okay, set a time frame for yourself that you want to remove that debt. Look, do you maybe not need to be spending so much? What got you into the problem in the first place? Yeah. Were you overspending? And looking at that big picture. And there are many good financial planners out there that you can help you just put the reins around your situation. There's a lot of great resources out there, but I think importantly, you need to understand your own psychology. What got you in that problem to start, and start, you know, finding, digging your way out of that slowly.
Hi, Ben. I've got a small business, but I've been kind of ignoring tax, etc. I don't know where to start. How do I find an accountant who doesn't judge me for this?
Ooh, yes. Do not ignore taxes. That's a terrible thing, because it will just build on itself, and then you potentially face some fines. You know, there for every financial profession out there, there is an industry body, and they usually they will have a website where they do recommendations. I find that asking your friends is one of the best ways to find a really good just like when you're looking for a doctor or a dentist, ask around with your friends. Exactly. Word of mouth, because, you know, that trust element, you can't replace that. Coming in anonymously. So, yes, I check around with your friends or go to one of these professional bodies and start looking there if you're really lost. And, of course, the IRD does provide free service. You'd be amazed. They do, if, you know, you might be scared of what your situation is there, but they can help you hold your hand along that process as well.
Right. Is it a good idea to set up KiwiSaver for children, or would it be better to set up a savings account so they could use it for education and stuff?
This is a great question. I've got two kids. In the early days of KiwiSaver, you might remember there was a $1,000 carrot dangled to get kids in there. So you had a whole lot of parents run in there and grab that $1,000. And then they subsequently abandon it. So what you're having now is, if you didn't realize what KiwiSaver fund you put your kit in, and there were high fees and very low returns, you could either just by not treading water or going backwards. So I think it's a good idea, but don't put your kid in there if you think that it's just gonna sit there idling. So again, have a plan. Like, if you're gonna open a KiwiSaver account for them because you think it's a great idea to help them get into their first home or help them so they don't have to sweat retirement when they're in their 40s, great. Just make sure that you can, you know, keep ticking away and stockpile the money in there. Also, remember that grandparents, anybody actually, aunts, uncles who can actually donate money into their account on their behalf too. Yeah. So for grandparents who might not want to blow the lot on plastic toys and crap like that, it's a legacy gift. They can contribute into that as well.
Sure. It's not going to be any help to education though, is it? Because it's
no,
you can't get to it.
No, yeah. And I really wish it would be that KiwiSaver would be made available for tertiary. That would be such a great gift for kids, because they can see the usefulness in that. Sometimes when they're younger, they can't see the prospect of buying a home, or retirement seems very, very far away. But yeah, unfortunately, at this stage, it is not available for education.
Right. Here we go. So someone said, to the person who needs a good non-judgmental accountant, try Legree Hobson. There we go.
There we go. Thanks.
Hey, Amanda, thank you very much this morning. It's been fantastic. And of course, if people want to swap over to Simplicity, the ethical KiwiSaver provider, how do they do that?
2 minutes to switch online. It's amazing how many people ask us this question. Just hop onto our website, simplicity.kiwi, hit the join button. If you want to learn more about us, of course, just read our story, go to our Facebook page. There's heaps of reviews. There are lots of people chatting about us these days.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming on.
Money, money, money must be funny in a post-capitalist utopia. Home Economics on 95 BFM. Thanks to Simplicity, New Zealand's fastest growing KiwiSaver plan. Switch online in 2 minutes.